This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks, and this show is called The People Behind the PhDs. This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks, and welcome to the three-part interview with Peter Lideman Long, who researches women in politics, Twitter activism, political communication, and diversity inclusion in public relations at the S.I. Newhouse School of Communication at Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York. Let's get to the show, The People Behind the PhDs. Hello, hello, this is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks, and this show is called The People Behind the PhDs. And my eighth, I'm all out of sorts. My eighth and very special guest today is PETA Long. Let's call her PETA. How about that? So PETA is a researcher in diversity and inclusion, public relations and political communication, and assistant professor of public relations and journalism at the University of Pittsburgh. Her research projects include, this is a really cool list, Women in TV and Politics. Well, gosh, there's nothing to study there. There's only every other Democratic presidential candidate is a woman this year. What? That's fantastic. Political participation analysis. That also sounds like plenty to do. Twitter activism. Wow. And finally, and this is just a very short list of the many things that PETA does, public relations, diversity, and inclusion, which maybe is the most important thing you do. She is a very busy woman doing very important work. PETA is A-B-D, and anyone in the world of PhDs knows what that means. For everyone else, it means all but dissertated. She's done about 95% of the mountain of work, and she only has about 5% massive work to go to finish her PhD, and I'm very happy to have her on the show today. So welcome, PETA. How are you today?
Hey. I'm good. It's been a long day, but I've got a little bit more left in me.
Okay, a little bit more left in you. You had a long day teaching or doing research?
Teaching. I had two classes and a division meeting and working on my student magazine with my students. And it feels like every time I come into my office, I can never get any peace and quiet to do anything.
And then you have some obnoxious interviewer trying to take away more of that peace and, or the very little peace and quiet you might have.
No, we're good.
That's the way it works sometimes. So the way I like to start the show, and because the show is called People Behind the PhDs, I'm very interested in the person and your journey into becoming a PhD and receiving your PhD, what you'll do in the next few months. I know you have other personal things going on that are really exciting. We can talk about in a little bit, but can you tell everyone where you're from, where you're born, your mom, your dad, your siblings, those kind of things if you want, what kind of things you were drawn to as a little girl, your personality, those kind of things. Because I always think that people who don't know about PhDs might think of someone like you as being different, but you know, your story is probably very, very accessible, so I'd like to hear some of that.
Okay. Where should I start?
From birth.
I guess a Gen X. I prefer to be identified as a Gen Xer as opposed to a millennial, even though I was born in 85.
Generation X, Gen X for short, refers to people born between 1965 and 1980. Gen Xers are often forgotten, wedged between the larger post-World War II baby boomers and millennials. To amplify their forgotten status, a new microgeneration has emerged called Xennials, who were born between the late 70s and early 80s. According to the balancecareers.com, the personality of Gen X is independent, resourceful, and self-sufficient. Gen Xers value freedom and responsibility. Gen Xers display casual disdain for authority and structured work, yet they seek a life-work balance. Gen Xers dislike being micromanaged and embrace the hands-off management philosophy. Gen Xers are called cynical and pragmatic.
Gen Xer, as opposed to millennial, even though I was born in 85. I was originally from the island of Jamaica, not New York.
And, okay. Oh, thank you. Thanks for telling us that. Okay.
Yeah, from the island of Jamaica. Grew up there. I lived there, went to school there, got my first degree in Jamaica at the University of the West Indies, Mona Campus, and I was there until I was probably like 25, roughly. I got my degree in, my bachelor's in media and communication and philosophy. At the University of the West Indies with the Caribbean Institute of Media and Communication, and then the Faculty of Humanities, I guess, in general. I went to an all-girls school, very competitive all-girls school, it feels like, at times. I try not to venture on Facebook at all because I look at people who graduated with me, and I feel like an underachiever.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, it's weird to hear somebody who's working on their PhD feel like an underachiever, primarily because I come from a culture and an education model that pushes you to be who you want to be or are striving to be much earlier.
This People Behind the PhDs episode is sponsored by Harp Concepts. Are you an up-and-coming artist with a bright idea? Are you a startup company who needs to prove your concept? Or are you a person who likes to personalize special gifts? Harp Concepts makes high-quality 3D models for a fraction of the price of big-name companies. Learn more at harpconcepts.com. That's harpconcepts.com.
Any planning, like PETA's going to go to Yale or Harvard kind of planning situation going on. I went to a really good a top high school, traditional high school as opposed to secondary school, and that was an all-girls school, top 3% of the country. It falls in top 3% of the country, and you know, when you're done with your CXEs, your Caribbean Examination Council exams, which are very much akin to O-levels in the UK system.
Absolutely.
You replaced O-levels in the UK system. You could do O-levels if you really wanted to, ordinary levels. And you do that, then you do your advanced levels for 2 more years of high school, if you had the grades to. And then you went to college. It was just like the natural progression that my mother wanted all of us to achieve. And so all of her kids are at least graduates of college. We all have our bachelor's degree at the very least.
Thanks for listening to part one of the interview with Peter Leiderman Long, who researches women in politics at the SI Newhouse School of Communication at Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York. To continue listening, visit drz.net. That's dr-z.net. You can also follow me on Facebook at DRZ Podcasts and find me on iTunes. As always, happy deciding. The People Behind the PhDs is conceived, written, produced, and edited by Dr. Z. That's me. Zachary Brooks, PhD. In Dr. Z Productions and Podcasts. Learn more at drz.net/about. That's dr-z.net/about.